This way, both heads come off at once. Next time, pull the legs of your pants down and tie them tight around your ankles so nothing can get in. I had rolled my pants up so as not to get them wet. I was wondering why everyone wore them down. What about my feet and toes? I ask anxiously. The girl shrugs her shoulders. There's nothing much we can do. They don't hurt, and they can't take much blood. I pull them off at the end of the day. Get used to them. I shudder at the thought and wonder if I can. From afar, Mei Bong screams for me to stop being lazy and get back into the water. My heart beats quickly. Laziness is the worst crime against the Ankar. I tie my pants tight around my ankles with long grass and jump back into the rice paddy. In the water, the warm mud oozes itself between my toes, and after a few steps, my feet and toes begin to tingle and itch again. Get used to it, I mutter to myself. Gritting my teeth with determination, I bend over to plant the rice. The work is back-breaking and boring, and the sun burns my black pajama clothes. As the hours pass, my mind wanders to Cave. This is what she did every day until she died. Sweat drips down my face and chin as my stomach convulses. I have no time to be weak. At the end of the day, I did forget about the leeches clinging to my toes, but I did not forget about my sister. It is September, 2 months since I last saw Chu. Met Bong is training the younger children to protect themselves now. She tells us Pol Pot senses troubles ahead, and we must prepare ourselves. Pol Pot is sending soldiers into villages and towns and taking all children 8 years and older from their homes, including base children. Depending on their size and age, the children are given different jobs and training. They are put in camps to grow food, make tools, work as porters, and train as soldiers on bases like ours. You should be proud, she says. Your training with me puts you far ahead of these other children. Mei Bong, I ask, I have done nothing but work in the field and watch the older girls train. It is very easy to train someone to use weapons, she replies, but to train the mind is much more difficult. I have been training your mind all these months. I have tried my best to place Pol Pot's words in your head and to tell you the truth about the Yuans. Children must be taught to follow orders without hesitation, without question, and to shoot and kill even their traitor parents.